desperate for answers. These migrants have been waiting for months for their applications to be processed. They're searching for safety and a better life.
There are people like me who cannot go back because we have suffered a lot of violence in our country. We have endured a lot, and if we go back, we will die. We have decided to wait and see what happens and see what decisions the US government will take.
US President Joe Biden suspended the Remain in Mexico program, calling it inhumane, but a court order has forced it to be reinstated. Former President Donald Trump used the policy then known as the Migrant Protection Protocols to send more than 70,000 asylum applicants back to Mexico, where they were forced to wait for months. Human rights groups reported several cases of kidnapping, rape and torture. But the White House says improvements to the scheme will give asylum seekers legal representation.
This program has endemic flaws. It has imposed unjustifiable human costs, pulled resources and personnel away from other priority efforts, and failed to address the root causes of irregular migration. Deeply flawed.
Under guidance from Mexico, the U.S. will now provide COVID-19 vaccinations and exemptions, such as for those with physical and mental health challenges. The first migrants are expected to be returned from the states of Texas and California. This shelter is preparing for a massive influx of people.
We are preparing to increase our capacity at the shelter. We had a capacity of 150. Now we want to have a capacity of more than 200,000 migrants, because we believe that there'll be a mobilization towards the northern border.
While there is deep concern about the return of the policy, some remain hopeful they can still begin a new life with their families.
It's really hard to be waiting, and now again with the migrant protection protocols. But I think it is a really good thing because we have the hope to get another opportunity to wait and see if they let us cross into the US and be with our families.
The Mexican government has said it's committed to maintaining the health and safety of asylum seekers. As the new program gets underway, these migrants are hoping those promises are kept. Hemera Chaudhry, Al Jazeera.